This weekend, tens of thousands of Muslims are meeting in Chicago. Most are attending a convention of the Islamic Society of North America, or ISNA. A smaller group of mainly African Americans are nearby at a gathering of the American Society of Muslims. Kathleen Falsani is the religion reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. She says those attending the conferences are hoping to raise the profile of Muslims in America.
If you have an idea in your head of what an American Muslim looks like, you'll be blown out of the water. It's mostly Indo-Pakistani and Middle Eastern, but they're also Filipinos and Indonesians and African Americans and Africans and white Americans and Bosnians. It's just a whole cross-section of Islam.
And what are people talking about? What really seems to be getting them going on the agenda?
The most striking thing to me, I've been attending these for about 5 or 6 years, was the strong presence of young people, both teenagers, college age, and young 20 and 30-somethings with families. And so there was a lot of excitement around anything having to do with education, with child rearing, and with cultural issues. They had a film festival this year where they screened 30 Muslim and Islamic-themed films in 3 days.
Any sort of chaperone dating?
Yes, they have something called matrimonial services. Because dating in its American form is not an accepted concept within Islam, this is a way for young Muslim, most a lot of them professionals, to meet in a setting where their parents can be there or it's chaperoned, where they can meet like-minded people.
Now, Kathleen, you said you've been covering these conferences for 5, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a new set of issues since 9/11. What is going on about raising the profile of Islam in America?
There was a very well-attended session yesterday about political empowerment, where they talked about the importance of having Muslim Americans, those who are able to be registered as voters. There are about 7 to 10 million Muslims in the United States, and they're hoping to have 1 million registered voters by this time next year. They also had seminars on how to answer the questions that more and more non-Muslim Americans are asking, just so they can communicate their faith in a more effective way.
What about the conference that's going on a few blocks away from there, the American Society of Muslims, the predominantly African-American group?
They drew about 10,000 mostly African-American Muslims. And their issues, of course, are similar. They're also talking about the political and civil libertarian issues that have been raised in the wake of 9/11. And they talk a little bit more openly and more focused about race issues.
How much have events abroad consumed interest and attention here, Kathleen, whether it is the war in Iraq, the bombing of the Imam Ali Mosque in Najaf, anything like that?
While they're certainly aware of international events, by and large, the tenor of the convention is much more concentrated on Muslim culture, defined very broadly in the United States.
Because the people this weekend in Chicago are thinking about their place in American society?
Absolutely. When they were putting together the 40th annual convention, the man who chairs the steering committee said that he would take on the responsibility, but only with the explicit caveat that they try to involve as many young Muslims as possible so that they would be handing off this organization to them in another 10 years, that this should be a manifestation of their reality as Muslim Americans.
Kathleen Falsani is a religion reporter and columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. She spoke to us from her home in Chicago. Kathleen, thank you very much.
My pleasure.